Thank you for listening to Abstract Illusions Radio. With each breath of air, gain new insights and inspirations as we explore and expose the different aspects of the human experience. Now with your host, Jennifer Hellman.
Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. This is Jennifer Hellman, and thank you again for listening to AIR. It's always a pleasure and an honor to have you all listening in. And tonight, I am especially honored to have Shelley Wu on. She is the creator of astrology. I'm sorry, ChineseAstrology.com. She is a Chinese astrologer and so much more. She is a fantastic person who is so wise for her young years. And she has blessed us last year about the same time to talk about the year of the tiger, and now we're bringing in the year of the metal rabbit, so it's going to be very gentle. Is it not? Hello, Shelley. I know you're not feeling top of speed, so if people want to call in and have questions, we're going to go over the basics with the year of the hare and the year of the rabbit. And and then if you have questions, you can call in. We'll let you know when. We'll see how Shelley's doing. So, Shelley.
Sure. Yes. Hi, Jan.
Hi. We have.
Thank you for.
You know, we're at the end of the tiger, which has been really a tough one for many.
Yeah, busy. Very, very busy.
Yeah, in many ways. Now, last time you said you set your intentions and you did it, so I congratulate you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, got the little shop going this year. It has been a very busy year, and a lot of new projects, and just not a minute to spare. I know everybody is probably as exhausted as I am from all of everything that's gone on this year, but we have a quieter year ahead of us, thank goodness. So it is the yin to the yang of this year. So we have just experienced the yang presentation of the metal element, and next year the rabbit will bring us into the yin, the negative feminine night force, and we will have a complete cycle of the metal element once next year is finished for us.
Okay, now it was a metal tiger year, correct?
Correct.
Okay, right. So does it usually go metal, or does it? Okay, so it goes through all the signs of it's all 12 with the metal, and then it moves on to the next one, correct?
Right, right. There's 12 signs. Yeah, and each of the 12 signs repeats every 12 years. And there are the five elements that modify each of the heavenly stems that modify each of the signs. And each sign, there are five elements, but there are 10 stems, what's referred to. And that is each of the five elements manifest once in its positive male, masculine, yang form, and then in its feminine, negative, yin form. And that makes the 10 stems, and it's a complete yin-yang cycle. So what we have is this interesting counterpoint that goes on, and that is we have the elements that are like a song with the signs, and it just comes out to be a very interesting melody, and that's what I do, is interpret that. So we have a second year in the metal element this year, and it'll be a much different year, much slower pace, and different goals in mind, peacemaking this year, rather than new projects and courage and fast moving forward like this year.
And so is there now... With the metal, what's the, I understand it's, there's a certain energy with it. Is it, what's the basic energy otherwise of the, or the characteristics of being metal?
Well, the metal element represents structure. Each of the five elements represent the 12-year period. period of your life. The first in the elements is the wood element, and that represents the period between 0 and 12 years of age. Second phase is the fire element, fire period, between 12 and 24 years. Earth element, 24, 36. At age 36, we move into our metal element, and that is the period of structure, of clarity, of precision, when we're, it's the time of our life when we are past our earth period of settling in and making a nest, and we're more set in our ways and ready to basically know where we stand. We've had enough life experience. So the metal element represents a lot of things, but its basic nature is structure and clarity. It also intensifies vibrations as well. Psychometry, the science of touching objects and knowing their past and history. The metal element facilitates that with jewelry. So a lot of sensitives, for instance, have trouble handling estate jewelry and antiques because of that metal element intensifying your own personal vibrations and the vibrations that have been around it. So that's part of the structure that the metal element creates.
Okay.
So that's a little bit. The rabbit itself is an interesting sign. It's the fourth sign of the zodiac. And it's one of those signs where there is a lot of different names for it. Some refer to it as the rabbit, some the hare. In Southeast Asia, such as Vietnam, you will hear it referred to as the cat. So this is the year of the cat in Vietnam. Tet is their new year. So yeah, I can usually tell where someone is from depending on what they call this fourth sign of the zodiac. Generally.
Now, okay, if you look at just the general elements of a rabbit and the cat, they're kind of different.
They are. However, they share certain things in common. They're both tend to be aloof, independent. Neither one of them like jostling or any sort of environmental insults. They tend to be very, very sensitive in a lot of ways, and they share a lot of characteristics in common. They are different. They're different creatures. These are archetypes, of course. Mm-hmm. The word for the rabbit ear is Mao, and Chinese Mao is the cat. So go figure, you know, it's kind of an interesting dichotomy there. But again, these are just different terms for it was easier 5,000-6,000 years ago to remember these branches, which are the signs. It was easier mm-hmm. to remember the animal archetypes than it was the math a lot of times. So that's how they emerged, and of course the power of fable and of storytelling and of parable coming down, that has a lot to do with the archetypes as well. But the rabbit itself, that's our diplomat. That's our peacemaker of the Chinese zodiac. That's the old school Henry Kissingers, and the ones that get everybody together and sign the peace treaty by the firesides. Their essence is detachment. The rabbits have a saying, the one who is smart mm-hmm. enough to run away lives to fight another day. And they are not frontline people at all, and it's not a frontline year. It's not a year of confrontations. The rabbit prefers to negotiate, and it's a year of compromise and of at least attempted negotiation. And again, it's the metal element's turn in the negative feminine night force. So it gives you just a little bit of a feeling. The tiger has been full speed ahead all year.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going to slow down a little bit and do some have a little rest for the weary, as they say.
Yes. So the rabbit tends to, I mean, last year you said there was certain signs that it would be a really good year, and others that it won't be so good for.
Yes, this is true. Right. The basic patterns involved.
Yeah. So which signs is it a pretty good year?
Oh, goodness. Okay, well, let's just start right out with it. The soulmate to the rabbit is the dog. So the dog, every dog will have their day, as they say. And this coming year may be that time for a lot of dogs. The rabbit is, there are trines. The 12 signs are broken down into four sets of three trines, just like the Western combinations. And the rabbit is in trine with the pig and the goat. These are their other peacemakers and artists and like-minded individuals. However, outside of the trines, and there's the four different trines patterns. Outside of the trines is the one sign that is the soulmate. And for the rabbit, the soulmate is the dog outside of his trine. So dogs should have a really, really exceptional year. It's also a what's called a love plum or a peach blossom year, not only for dogs, but in particular for horses this coming year. And so there could be some love drama on the horizon for the tigers, dogs, and horses are in the love blossom relationship with the year of the rabbit. So those are the hot romance signs this year. And let's see, opposition this year is in the sign of the rooster. So roosters need to lay low. However, in the good news, bad news cup is half full Chinese thinking, the oppositions always open the money vault for the sign, the opposite sign. So while it may be a difficult year interpersonally for the roosters, and they should lay low and definitely not start any big projects this year. It could be very financially fortunate. So it's good news, bad news, even with the oppositions. So let me drink some tea here and you talk with me for a minute.
Okay, that's fine. So it's very interesting how everything lays out when it comes to the signs. I find Chinese astrology just fascinating by the different patterns. It's there is very much a dramatic, sacred geometry kind of feel to the way they set things up, which I think is pretty interesting. So with you got the drama, the love drama and the oppositions, and if they're a rabbit, what kind of year is a person who is a rabbit supposed to have? Is it something that...
Really good question. Now, same sign combinations differ depending on the sign. This is one of those interpretive issues. Two rabbits get along very, very well together. It's a very nice combination. So this is a good year for rabbits themselves. The 1951 metal rabbits, they're having their full cycle, their full 60 years. They're completing the end of their water cycle and will be returning back into their wood phase, which is a second childhood. This is, again, why a lot of people don't retire at age 60. They get new careers, new partners, new hobbies, all kinds of new things, because it is the beginning of the wood phase for them again, which is their second childhood, similar with the rapid growth and new, fresh ideas and like that. But, the dog is going to have a real good year soulmate-wise. The goats and pigs are in trine with the rabbit. Roosters, tough year, but we'll get through it. The combatant, the dragons. Now, the dragons and the roosters are generally on top of their game. This next year is going to be difficult interpersonally for both of those signs. And they're not used to being off their game because they are very competent, very strong individuals. So I'm recommending for both dragons and roosters that they look within and do a little bit more spiritual work and don't start any major projects this coming year, at least anything that's risky or involves depending on other people for a good outcome. So those are the only two signs that are a little bit touchy this year. In kind, the rabbit is in kind with the tiger, and they both share the house of accomplishment. The tiger accomplishes through force and saying, okay, here we go. We're going to just do it. And the rabbit accomplishes through persuasion. So you can see the difference in the yang and the yin switch, even though the two signs, the 2 years, are in kind with each other. Again, this could be an interesting year for horses. Not only is it a love plum year, but it's also a resolving karma year for the horse. There's something about the combination that where a lot of things play out in good ways and unexpected ways as well. The snakes. Now, this is an interesting combination, the rabbit and the snakes. For the snakes, it's what's called a steed year. And the steed is the sign that pulls you into movement or action, similar to the Pegasus or the winged horse. And this next year is very harmonious with the snakes because they are yin. Also, they speak the same language. They're more reflective. They're about their feelings. And so this is could be a very interesting year for the snakes, activity-wise, new business opportunities being pulled into different activities that they're not familiar with. It'd be a busy year for snakes. Also, the rats this year, while they're not in a direct peach blossom relationship, there is a tie between rats and rabbits that is very, very interesting. They're drawn to each other but repelled at the same time. They're fascinated with each other but are quickly repelled due to essential differences. So the rats need to be real careful about their love life this year too. And again, as I mentioned, it should be just a year of mended fences, because the rabbit hates disruption and fighting and problems. So there's a very, very good chance that difficult areas that are warring in the world right now, that there could be a solution. If it's going to happen, this would be a very, very timely year for it to happen in. And I think we could see some new precedences and some new laws enacted and things of that nature, treaties and truces.
Excellent. So is there anything we've missed of the signs?
Of the sign, let me see. Our rat, of course, we are going to watch them for love drama this year. The ox, it's a steady year. Again, another yin sign. The signs, they alternate yin and yang. They begin with the yang rat and then alternate to the yin ox, rather, and then to the yang tiger, back and forth, yin and yang. And so all of the yin signs, the ox, the rabbit, the snake, goat, rooster, they have a difficult, their own situation going on, the pig in particular. But all of these signs will find something in common with the rabbit year because of the same polarity that they share right off the bat, the big picture, before we start getting down to the smaller details. And, of course, these are the yearly signs. We have four sets of signs. We have our birth year sign and element, our stem and branch. We have our monthly sign. Your birth month was also ruled by and influenced by the energies of both element and a particular sign. Your day master, the day you were born, also has an imprint of its own, as the hours you were born, the two-hour period in the 24-hour day that you were born as well. And that's what Chinese astrologers do, is they line all of these up, all of these four pillars or columns, with the eight characters, the four elements, and the four signs. And that's what we look at. It's an elaborate game of rock, paper, scissors with the elements and the signs, what complements, what hinders, what mitigates, and like that. So that's we start with the big picture, which is your birth year sign. But I bring this up only to remind that we also have a day master. And in the four pillars, or the Baji, what is looked at for the year's forecast, for a very personal forecast. For instance, if I was sitting down and doing a yearly forecast for someone, I would look at that element of their day master and to see if they were yang metal or yin water or whatever the case might be. And then I would evaluate how strong or how weak that element was in their chart. And this would be really helpful to help me zero in very specifically on things, for instance, like unexpected money, which everybody's always interested in.
Yes.
Yeah. earned income as opposed to unexpected income. Creativity, the mother, the parent element to your day master year will be your year of the greatest creativity and expression, outward expression to the world. So there's lots of little things like that that you look for in the particular birth charts, and just starts getting more detailed and more detailed and more fine-tuned. And that's how we do it.
It sounds like it's very complicated to actually even do a chart. Now, you have a book called Chinese Astrology, and it does include a CD, correct?
Yeah, it's the fourth book. This is my fourth one, and it's I was bound and determined to get out of the report business, as I told you, to teach other folks how to do their own charts and teach me something. You know, I've been doing this for a long time, but it was one of the things I love about my classes is that my students always have such interesting inputs. Just when I think that I've heard everything and have studied everything that there is available on this, getting different viewpoints and fresh looks on things is always really neat, really wonderful.
So do you do your classes online or is it just locally?
It's online. It's through the Online College of Astrology. I think they changed the name last year to the International Academy of Astrology, and I teach the Eastern segment. They go for students there. They go to school about 2 to 3 years, and they get their NCGR, National Council for Geocosmic Research, I believe is the title that they get there. But it means that they've gone through all the different segments, including ethics and morals of these sort of things, and that they've had a well-rounded education in astrology. And part of that is the Western astrologers have to go through my class, and they get a whole new perspective because they're extensively into Western astrology, and then I just knock everything out from under them. The only thing they get to keep is the month, is the designation for the month that they were born in. And we just start with a whole new. And then the last 2 weeks, I completely flip it, and we talk about the third major system, which is the Mesoamerican system. And so that gives the students all three major world astrological systems as a good base. So
and when is your, can somebody who's not going for necessarily the degree and the certification. Can someone just take your class?
Oh, yeah, sure, they can. It's also offered as an elective class. And Ina Stanley is the president of the college, and she is just the most wonderful, wonderful lady. And she, if you could get in contact with her, and she could talk you through it, or you could just go on to their website. I think the new classes will be forming in March. I think the next class starts in March. So you can go and use it for your certification, or you can just take the class as an elective.
Excellent. Well, last time you talked to my sister Betsy, and she's online too. Are you ready to take calls?
Sure.
Okay, Betsy is a rat. Hello, Betsy.
Hello. How are you two?
Hi, Betsy.
Hello. Can you not hear me?
Hi. I can hear you.
Oh, okay. How are you two?
I'm feeling a little bit better. I just finished a cup of tea, and I'm feeling a little bit better.
Okay. Well, you need to take care of yourself. Remember that.
Yeah, I was refusing to get this. I was trying to mind over matter it, and I think I'm the last holdout in the entire town that hasn't had it. So,
nope.
But we're going to make it short.
Keep fighting. It's not going to stay. Well, last time I talked to you, my question was more about my career, and this time it's about my husband's, actually.
Okay.
And he was born March 18th, 1960.
Oh, he's a metal rat. Okay. So you were both rats.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's an interesting little tea party. That is, boy, I would love to be on the wall with some of your conversations. They have to just be really interesting. Really, really interesting. The rats are they're scientific in an interesting sort of way. They're just very detailed, and they're whatever their passion is and they're very excited about, it's very contagious. So their enthusiasm is very contagious. So, okay,
yeah.
What's the question? You had a question about your husband's work?
Well, I'm in Colorado. I'm in Tucson, and he's still up in Colorado. And I'm just wondering if he's going to be able to find a job down here soon. And if so, if it's going to be something he's going to enjoy.
Well, to tell you the truth, I would need to actually look at his chart in his career palace for his and on his Sue-Wei-Do-Shu chart to take a look at what his transits are this year. But in general, what I'm picking up and what I'm concerned about is the separation, the distance between you two, and again, the love drama thing that's coming up right there. So I think that the concern is going to be rather than him finding the perfect job, I think the issue is going to be the separation between you two. So I think
it's definitely been an issue.
Has it? See, that's just screaming at me. That's absolutely, I can't even, that is so loud that I can hardly concentrate on the, you know, even getting a reading on his career situation. Yes, you need to do something about that. And accepting a job that is not quite up to his expectations is going to be more beneficial than the separation from you. That's for sure. So don't, that could be, also, that could be a risky situation for you two to be separated right now. And that's enough said.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been about 2 years off and on. So he's ready to be back together.
Uh-huh.
So.
Well, neither one of you two do well by yourselves. I mean, it's not that you can't, it's that rats need that conversation. They submit, They cement their own thinking and thoughts. They have to bounce things off other people. They have are the queens and kings of the midnight talk. They rule the hours. Rat hours are between 11 p.m. and 1 a.m. And this represents having one foot in each day, one foot in the yin, one foot in the yang. And this is they are the kings and queens of the midnight discussion. So you two need to stay communicating.
Oh, we do. A lot.
Awesome.
Okay. Well, thank you. Is there anything I need to be aware of for me this year? I mean, with the rabbit, and you can ask Jenny. I love rabbits.
Okay.
The rabbits actually come up to her. She will go outside, and the rabbit is like, "Oh, Betsy's here," and they collect towards her. She has to have rabbits somewhere in her chart because it is amazing how the rabbits follow her.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you something. There's little as irresistible to a rabbit male as a female born in the year of the rat. So. I've got some drama, private drama stories about those. But no, you're going to be fine as long as you do not let it be too long between talks and encounters. Space is not good.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, and I hope you guys have a great night.
Thank you. You too, Beth. Thank you for calling.
Okay, we have another one. Yeah, and I will attest, Betsy is one of those people that loves to bounce off ideas about a lot of things. So we're sharing a house right now since her husband is a beyonder. So it's she definitely likes to talk things out. So
like her. Yeah.
Oh, she's lovely. I feel really blessed to have her as a sister. Are rats and tigers really supposed to get together, though? Get along?
You know, it's one of those, again, those funky relationships. They are drawn together. My brother and sister-in-law are a perfect, absolute textbook example of a male rat and a female tiger. Fought for 26 years. They're divorced now, but he had an emergency the other night, and she was the first one there. Of course, the tiger, first one in there. Any sort of an emergency, there's the tigers. Thank you, incidentally, for that. But they are very, very attracted to each other. Now, a female and a female friends, that's a wonderful friend situation. That friend situation is what gets the other situation together. Now the male-female love relationship with those two is very, very difficult. Just again, they are so different. The rat is more of a homebody and a family person and just wants to talk about intimate secrets and feelings and what do you think and do you think we have enough food in the pantry and that sort of thing. And the tiger is any place but home, you know, just things to do and people to see. They're very busy. They have a life, as they say, you know, the old, we'll get a life. Well, tigers have about three of them going at any one time.
Yeah.
So the rats tend to start feeling abandoned. That's the problem with that relationship.
That's interesting.
Is that the rat isn't as they're charming and they're social in their own way with people that they're very comfortable with and familiar with, but they're not adventurous like the tiger is, and the female adventurous tiger with the male rat waiting at home is not a good thing. That pulls that nice friendship down.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting because actually I'm recently more likely to be at home just working on projects. And Betsy's out the one out with her friends and doing all the stuff. So it's almost like we've reversed roles in a way. It's kind of interesting. We do have Randy, and Randy is born in 64. 5, I believe. Randy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, and that is correct. I think I'm a wood snake. I'm not sure. I'm not one of those evil Dick Cheney snakes, but I think a wood snake is good, right?
You're a nice snake, huh?
Oh, thanks.
A wise snake. Yes, you are a wood snake. What month were you born, Randy?
February 18th.
February 18th. Now, again, on the January and February birthdays, even I, as familiar as I am with the cutoffs, I'm going to go ahead and look because it's cuspy. The Asiatic New Year starts on a different day, mid-January to mid-February sometime, depending on the year, because it's a lunar-based system.
Yes, so, it's the second new moon of the year, correct?
Right. It's the first new moon after the winter solstice.
Okay.
And so it's 1965. Now, 65 was definitely a snake year. And it began on the 2nd of February, according to the Tong Shu, which is the Chinese almanac that we use for these lunar dates. So you are very much a wood snake. And being born in the first moon of the year, it's like putting an exclamation point after the sign. Steve Irwin, for instance, in the tiger year, he's our water tiger. He was our water tiger, born three days. She couldn't resist.
No, I can't.
Three days after the new year. And he was very much very tiger, all tiger. And so you are our deep, wise one, eh?
I guess. I think a lot.
You think a lot. Well,
I thought I thought.
Yes, exactly. Right. Or as my sister-in-law would say, you're thinking too much. The snakes are all about their feelings. And these are our psychiatrists. These are our spiritual advisors, the sages. These are the very, very deep people of our society. And the snakes have their finger on the pulse of society. They're all about feelings, and this is why they're good listeners. People like to they like to confide in those born in the year of the snake. They make excellent again psychiatrists and medical personnel. Anything that has to do with working on a very close level with people. They're also extremely talented financially. They're financiers. The power behind the throne. That's the snake male generally. Mm-hmm. So does that sound ring any bells to you?
Yeah, it sounds good.
They snakes in particular have a peculiar characteristic in that their development comes gradually. That is their essence. Like I'm talk about the rabbit's essence being detachment or whatever sign it is. The snakes is slow accumulation of growth in every way. They deliberate. This is not an individual that goes off half-cocked or upset about something. They think long and they think hard about things. And so very, very, very wonderful individuals.
So the year, this year is going to be
a steed year for the snakes. Right. New adventures. What I call a steed year. This is going to be a very active year for you because it's going to pull you into some new territory that in a positive way, not in a negative way. It's a year of change and movement. It's a year of good taste and beauty. You may decide to paint or redecorate your digs or your living area or even change living areas. It's just a really delicious year of social invitations and philosophical discussions by the fireside for snakes.
Oh, great. Well, thank you so much.
Well, good luck and enjoy this year. It'll be a good one for you, I'm sure.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I need it.
Well, you know, it's funny you should say that. I you didn't want to just go launch out on a negative tangent here, but the term beleaguered comes to mind, referring to the snakes, that you have just lived through your combatant year, which is the tiger. The tiger is the combatant to the snake. And it's beyond the opposition. You know, there's the opposition that is just exactly that to each sign. And then just like there's the best, the soulmate, the best of the best, there's also the worst of the worst, and that's the combatant. We were talking about the dragon being the combatant to the rabbit year. So, but your combatant for your snake year was this tiger year. And the poor snakes, they're all flat face down. And I'm just telling you, it's not going to get any worse. It's going to get a lot better. This is going to be a good year for you.
All right, thank you.
Awesome.
All right, well, keep up the good work.
Thanks.
Excellent. Thank you so much for calling in, Wendy. I really appreciate you listening and calling in.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I'm gonna ask about Zeth and his wife. His birthday is January 23rd, 1980.
Okay.
And his wife is June 9th, 1976.
76. Okay. Well, she's definitely a fire dragon. Okay, and born in 76, and he is a 12th moon goat. Just before 1980 was a monkey year, but he was born before the Asiatic change. So he's officially in the goat year. So he's an artist. He's a lover, not a fighter. And she is a very spirited, very capable woman. So she's a very, very strong individual. That's an interesting combination. It's definitely one that can work. One is yin and one is yang.
So they balance each other out.
They do balance each other out. She is about, she is unpredictable. That is the essence of the dragon, is unpredictability. You don't know what they're going to do next, except it's generally something big. Something, wow, oh, gee, that's amazing kind of thing.
Right.
She's not a general, probably a shy individual. She's probably very capable of going for what she wants. And he's probably the quiet one, the quieter one, mm-hmm. of the two in the relationship, the kind of the artistic, quiet support person. And she's probably very talkative. The world is the dragon stage. And that's what you have to keep in mind, bless their hearts, is that they are bigger than life. They really are. They're really capable of really great things in this world. And they know it.
Yes. It's interesting. She, I know, is a graphic designer.
Mm-hmm.
So wow. she's got that artist in her as well. So it's kind of interesting. And then he is an engineer. So it's kind of a flip kind of thing again. But I know he's very artistic as well. So is it a good year for, well, the dragon we already talked about being not the, that's the opposite.
The
opposition.
Right. The rooster, yeah, the opposite.
Oh, the rooster is. Okay,
yes.
So the dragon is, you
it's
said
the combatant.
To
the... Yes. Okay. And one of the ways that it's a combatant year is the fact that the rabbit is very unforgiving of bad manners in any way, shape, or form. And the dragon, you know, keep in mind, let me backtrack a little bit here.
Okay.
Something you were saying that my mind was going before we got into this one. And that is the fact that notice that even though she's an artist, her artistry is very, very public.
Mm-hmm.
Graphic artistry. It's not, and his work is behind the scenes.
Right.
He is more yin and she is more yang. Even though she seemed, well, she's an artist too, and, you know, well, gosh, that's very goat-like. Her artistry is not shy. I can tell you that. There is not a fire dragon on this planet who is shy about their ability and their capabilities. So even though you have something that seems one way, it's expressed in their own flavor. So I would chance to say that it's more of a public art. It's more of a performer's art, because dragons are the consummate dramatic performers. They are very comfortable on stage. They're competent surgeons because they are confident enough in their self. They have the ego to take a scalpel and to use it on human flesh. That takes a lot of that seriously. There's a predominance of surgeons that were born in the year of the dragon for that reason. It's just a very powerful, very competent sign. And the problem with this coming year is going to be stepping on toes, reining in her outspoken nature for her. It's going to be difficult. She's going to feel sat on. And that's the only way I can express it. Like she's being held back. That's the feeling for the dragons and the combatant with the rabbit. And it's unfortunate because, like the dog and the rooster that are also combatants with each other, mm-hmm. it's unfortunate because they're only one sign apart. For instance, here you have the rat and the ox that are only one sign apart, but they're soulmates. So here you have a lot of classmates that, you know, get together in that close age group, and they're very well paired. But you get other ones, for instance, a rabbit and a dragon, you know, which are just 1 year apart in the sign sequence, or you get a rooster and a dog 1 year apart in sign sequence, and that's not quite as happy pairing right there. So it's, again, these patterns, when you look at them on a grid, they're very interesting to see, and you can see that the soulmates share combatants and oppositions between them. You know, they just switch off, and it's a very interesting study.
It sounds like it. Now, you said that the tigers are going to be okay. I mean, are they like buddies with the rabbit?
Oh, sure. Yes. It's not a best friend situation, and I'm going to have to try to be as uncrude as I can with this.
We're on BBS Radio. Anything goes. So.
Okay. All right. Good. The direct Chinese translation would be, the problem between is that you have a little cat and a big cat, and the little cat can climb higher than the big cat, and literally fen bian, and that is the word for excrement, the little
right.
cat on the big cat, because they can climb higher, and will always out. It will always be out of reach of the tiger. So the third and fourth signs, even though they're in kind, they share a life palace together. There's always that competition where the tiger is always the big cat, and the rabbit or the small cat is always the smaller, more agile, almost tormenting influence.
Yes.
So
is this going to be a troublesome year for the tiger then, in a
no,
way?
No, not really. More of a taunting. More of a, wouldn't you, building castles in the sky? That's how you would say it. Wouldn't you like this? Wouldn't you like that? And it's not a bad year, definitely. And it's a lot slower than this year.
Okay. Well, yes. This year was like, woo! It went really fast, too. It was amazing how fast this year went.
Yeah, I can't believe it myself. It literally went so fast that there needed to be at least three of me.
Yes.
And so I'm ready for the rest. I'm ready,
yes.
Definitely ready for the rabbit year. And being a dog, you know.
Yes.
Kind of nice.
Yes! So... So you are an earth dog, correct?
Yes, I'm an earth dog, yes.
Okay, so does the earth and the metal go well?
Well, the earth is the parent element to the metal. All metal is taken from the earth. And again, in the five courses, metal also is the money representation for the earth element. So this is how this works. If you have an earth day master, and looking at your chart for this year, this is your money year because of that parent-child elemental relationship. So it's a good, it is a harmonious combination, hopefully, if I make that way. And
yes.
And all.
Yes, it's going to be a wonderful year because you know how to use the energy in a very positive way.
Mm-hmm.
So it has been a year of learning for me. I definitely took some risks this year. I figure I still have February to get my books completely done. So I've had a lot of computer problems. It's when my energy is expanding, and it's just my computers are saying, oh, I don't like this energy at all.
You haven't caught up yet. You've expanded.
I've expanded so much. But I did do a lot of different things. Like my blog is – I have a video blog. I have expanded to several blogs, and I've really even done some Ustream. So – I'm hoping to do more Ustreams for this show. And this year, we just have to figure out some of the technical difficulties with doing it so we can actually see both me and the guests at the same time. It's definitely been – the year of the tiger is definitely been an eye-opener for me. And I kept in mind, and I actually have, as you said, to write down a 12-year plan. And I have done that, and – some of it is already manifest really quite quickly.
Really? Oh, that's wonderful. I love success stories.
Yes. So I think over all this year, the tiger has been very successful. I definitely took some different risks, and I am looking forward to the year of the rabbit being a little more gentle, but at the same time, I don't mind the challenges and taking the risk being the tiger.
Of course you don't.
And being taunted, I'll just make me work a little bit harder to make sure I get it done.
Exactly. Might not. The accomplishment may not be as big this year. Maybe a lot of wanting and wistful thinking, but not a lot of concrete. Yeah, the rabbit is a lot about avoiding responsibility. This is another aspect of the rabbit year that you should probably be aware of, and that is that while it is a love year for a few of the signs, it's not a good year for permanent attachments. Forever is a long time to the rabbit. And there is the highest percentage of bachelors, of confirmed bachelors and bachelorettes, born in the year of the rabbit. Again, there's always three exits to the rabbit's burrow, just in case a quick exit is called for. And those that are born in that year under that influence, that energy, they're very much that way too. They do not say I do very quickly. Or readily. It takes a lot of trust and a lot of background. So if you're trying to coax your significant other into popping the question, it may be kind of frustrating. It's one of those taunting years, you know.
Well, if I think about some of like the fire signs who don't like being pinned in as just by nature, and then this year it's just like good luck to to really honing in, especially if what if the dog is like one of those free spirits, it's just like a free-for-all in a way. So it could be that you just, and I wanted to ask this before we run out of time because we always do, explain the love plum scenario a little bit better.
It's the love drama. It's the obsessive love situation that we've all been stung by at least once in our life. There's a potential during years and with individuals that you're involved with a certain combinations as well. This is a huge risk always with dogs and rabbits in that soulmate connection. You saw this dragons and roosters are soulmates. And you'll see even worse with Sandra Bullock and Jesse James. Now, they were in a soulmate connection. And when those break up, they rarely recover. Even though, yes, that is that's part of the whole drama involved with that, is that those connections are so tight that if something goes wrong, you can either be married for 65 years or have a blow up in front of the entire world. You know, so I worry about both of them being able to move on because they were in such a tight soulmate connection.
Well, it's interesting because Jesse just announced he's getting married.
Oh, my goodness. Well, he's a rooster, and we're going into a rabbit year. So I don't have a lot of optimism for that.
Neither do I. I think it's more she wants it, and he's just going along with it.
I think so. Yeah, I think that's it. But it's like, dude, don't do it. Don't do it.
Yeah, really. Quick.
You're in a really bad streak right now. Just chill for a while. You don't need to be married. I think you need some time.
Yeah, I think it's a little quick, and it is as far as I could tell, it's the woman that actually broke up his marriage. So,
oh, nice.
So definitely the love plum kind of deal there. So any final words for the year of the rabbit for people to take with them, other than it's a taunting year of being gentle?
Basically, be careful about staying on the right side of things this year. The rabbit is terminally virtuous. This is another reason they don't commit very easily. They're not predisposed to share their life with someone that has a few flaws. They really are like that. And I love them to pieces. They're some of my favorite people in the whole world. But they are very perfection oriented. And when they look for a partner, they look for a partner that is a little bit of everybody. A little bit of all the perfect people that they've known. And so I'd say to just cross your T's and dot your I's. It's not like an enforcement auction or anything, but just be careful of not to make sure you check over all your paperwork and don't make any mistakes, because the rabbit tends to catch those kind of things.
So it's kind of like the energy of the mouse, in the sense that look at the details.
Yeah, the devil is in the details this year. Absolutely.
Yeah. And follow through, and integrity is probably pretty big as well. Yes. So we definitely want to thank you, and just plan on this being an annual event.
Okay, wonderful. I'm a little out of it with this cold tonight, and I feel like I've just been kind of rambling here.
But you know, you have such amazing information. You can ramble all you want, and it's so informative anyway. But you were not rambling at all. And I truly, Shelley Wu, check out her website, ChineseAstrology.com. She's got great information, a lot more information. And if you want to do your own chart, she does have the book, her fourth book, Chinese Astrology, and it does come with a CD. It's a wonderful combination and very helpful. So be well, my friend.
Thank you.
And take care, and many blessings. You have honored me so much in so many ways.
Oh Jan.
I truly feel that you're a good friend, my dear earthen dog.
Can I keep you?
Yeah, I'll stay around you anytime.
Oh,
I have to come meet you face to face. So I definitely am going to come. And, you know, if you're, do you want to talk about your store real quick so people can go check out your store?
Oh, yes, I do my little project. I have a little store, and we support the fallen firefighters up here, up in the woods in the Plumas National Forest. And it's a little secondhand store called Secondhand Rose, and it's in the town of Chester. So we're going to have a little New Year's, Chinese New Year celebration down there. And if you come into Chester up to Lake Almanor, just ask anybody where Shelley Wu is, and they'll tell you how to get there.
Excellent. So, Shelley, again, thank you so much, especially since you're not feeling the best, and you're awesome, and I absolutely, you've got to do more radio. Your voice is awesome,
especially
with all your information. We're going to be talking about that. I'm going to get in touch about getting you doing more of that.
Okay.
Yes, it's a challenge for me. I'm taking it on. I gotta help you.
It's the Tiger Sister. Thank you.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. I'm trainable.
Well, so am I. I might be a tiger, but I'm very trainable. I'm malleable. What can I say? It's that water. I go with the water. I flow.
Yeah, go with the flow. There you flow again.
Go with the flow.
There you go, dear.
So with that, this is Jennifer Hellman thanking Shelley Wu once again and saying with each breath of air, gain new insights and inspirations, many blessings, and good night.